Listen to this. Our next guest moved from Barcelona. The guests moved from Spain to St. Louis. And there's a story there. Claudia Gast is with us today. So is her husband, Ted. He's the president. She's the CEO of GWR Safety Systems. And they're the 124th in our series of interviews on the growing entrepreneurial movement. Claudia, Ted, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Great. Thank you.
What's your product or service?
GWR designs and manufactures seatbelts for commercial and specialty vehicles. Commercial vehicles being buses, like school buses and shuttle buses. Trucks, RVs, and vans, and specialty vehicles are mainly off-road vehicles, including side-by-sides and ATVs and utility vehicles.
We've been talking about this on this program for 28 years, and finally someone's invented the seatbelt for these buses and off-road vehicles.
It's about time.
And the two of you. So did you come here for an Arch Grants?
We did, yes.
That's correct. We went through the process over last year. And then we were here over the summer for the final pitch, and then we were awarded the Arch Grants, and we moved here from Spain.
Congratulations. What a big culture shock that must be from going from Barcelona to St. Louis.
Very different.
Yeah, very different. The weather is very different, too.
I suppose. And, okay, how is it doing business in St. Louis thus far?
So far, it's been great. The Arch Grants, it's been a great organization, has provided us great support. It introduced us to a lot of new people that are all rooting for our company and helping us take it to the next level.
Any chance you'll get those seatbelts on school buses across the fruited plain?
We're working on it. There's no federal law yet, but the National Highway and Safety and Transportation Administration has been fighting for it. So there's only four states now that require them. And that's Florida, California, New York, and New Jersey. And I think Texas is just converted. But federally, there might be a law soon, in which case every new school bus would require seatbelts.
Any chance can people buy the seatbelt now, or are you still in the testing stage?
You can buy them now. It's a little bit of an expense to convert an existing bus. So the law would probably be geared towards new school buses, but you can convert old school buses, absolutely.
Any congressman working on your behalf?
No.
Yeah, not yet, huh?
Not yet, that's a good point.
Yeah. Well, to get legislation passed that might require, because we often hear about the need for seatbelts on school buses. It's the only vehicle in the world where you don't need a safety device. When I go to 20 Minutes of Fitness, they've got seatbelts on some of the exercise machines.
Right, yeah.
And we're not going 55 miles an hour. Okay, so what if folks want to get in contact with you? What do they do?
Well, you can hit our website, which is gwrco.com. And Claudia can mention we're on Instagram and Twitter as well.
Yeah, and in Instagram, our name is GWR Safety Systems. They can also follow us along on Twitter, and that's GWR Safety.
How old are the two of you?
I'm 32.
I'm 38.
Unbelievable. Young people here in St. Louis, moving from Spain to St. Louis. And that's fantastic. Folks, this is GWR Safety Systems. Right. Let's go over that website once again.
It's GWRCO.com. That's our website. And then on Instagram, GWR Safety Systems.
How is it being a husband-wife team?
It's great.
Mm-hmm.
We both have our own strengths, and we work really well together as a team.
Is one of you the designer of the seatbelt?
I would say that's more of my role, and then Ted is more on the sales side.
He brings the charm and good looks.
Exactly. That's what
door.
I think.
I wish.
Well, I'll tell you what. Claudia Gast, Ted Gast, good luck, and when you need more help from us, or some help, give us a call. Someday ATVs, UTVs, and zero-turn lawnmowers are going to be equipped with these seatbelts from GWR. Good luck and stay in touch.
Thank you, Charlie.
All right, another great business here in St. Louis. How